the representative man. For you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign upon the earth. Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10. Adam was the pinnacle of God's entire creation, for man was made in the image and likeness of God. Adam was to be God's representative on earth, to rule and reign and have dominion over the birds and the fishes, the animals and all that God had created. And God blessed all that he had made, and it was very good. And for a time, Adam and his wife Eve tasted the glory and honour of their God-given rulership of the earth. Adam was created in God's image, a perfect man with a wonderful range of human attributes and faculties that mirrored those of his Creator. He was made a trinity of body, soul, and spirit. He was given a free will to choose and a mind to think and reason. Adam was richly endowed with emotions to express love and to communicate joy. Adam also enjoyed the privilege of sweet fellowship with his Creator God. For the spirit of Adam walked in unity with the spirit of God, and they walked and talked together in the cool of the evening, in that glorious garden, in beautiful fellowship. But through pride or rebellion or foolishness, Adam disobeyed God and lost his God-given authority, transferring his God-given glory and sovereignty of the earth to Satan, a mutinous cherub and arch-enemy of the Lord who created him, an angel who sought to usurp God's control, undermine his supremacy, and become like unto God. Dominion over God's beautiful earth was lost by the first man to a rebel angel, Satan. But God in his grace and mercy preordained that a second man, the man Christ Jesus, would become the last Adam, who would regain the crown and re-establish the riches and glories of the kingdom that was forfeited to the enemy of God by the first Adam. The first man, Adam, in his disobedience to God, had placed himself under Satan's authority, while the second man, the Lord Jesus, in his obedience to God, must also be made a little lower than the angels that he himself created, if humanity was to be redeemed by his life-giving blood and regain man's God-given rulership of earth. Oh, but praise be to God that the penalty of sin was paid in full through the sacrificial death of Christ Jesus, the second man, the last Adam. For the wages of sin is death. But Christ died for the sin of all. He paid the price for the sin of all people, so that whosoever believes on his name should not be condemned, but have everlasting life. And glory to God, for the power of sin was also broken in our lives, and we have been set free from the dominion and mastery that Satan holds over the race of humankind. For we no longer live under the requirements of the law, but have gained the freedom of God's grace. Through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the second man, we have been set free from slavery to Satan and to sin, and have become servants of our God. And the wonderful hope that is set before us is that the presence of sin in our lives will be forever removed in the ages to come, when the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, comes to take us to be with himself into our eternal home, and we shall see him as he is, and we shall be clothed in glorified bodies like unto his glorious body. Today a man is seated on God's throne of glory in heaven. It is Christ Jesus our Lord. He is the second man, the last Adam, the federal head of the new creation, who has been awarded a position far above all principalities and powers, might and dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And God raised us up and seated us together with him in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Oh, the enemy of man was defeated at Calvary and will one day be removed forever by the second man, the last Adam. Through the man, Christ Jesus, humanity has regained the position of authority as God's representative on earth, to rule and reign and have dominion over the birds and the fishes, the animals and all that God has created. And for a second time, the glory and honour that was tasted so briefly by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden has been regained by God's true representative man, Christ Jesus our Lord. The God-given rulership of his creation has been restored to the human race and returned to the only perfect representative man, the second man, the last Adam. The man Christ Jesus, by means of his sacrificial death on the cross, so that we also may enjoy sweet fellowship with our Creator God. For our spirit communes with the Spirit of God in and through our Lord Jesus Christ.